It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNZA 103.9. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, as we are joined by the girls' head coach, and that would be David Boucher. Coach, since we last talked a week ago, we had two games for you guys, and let's start with Friday on the road at Hiawatha. Always a tough place to play, but you guys really put it on them, 61-30, a big-time game for Kennedy Bryan, a lot of people getting involved, and just a big-time win for you.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to start the break, start the second half of your season on a good note, and we did that. I thought the girls played wonderful. I think, I think the best stat was we had 21 assists on 25 made shots. We really shared the ball and played well as a complete unit.
Honestly, a pretty incredible stat that you threw out there. Yeah, 21 assists on 25 made shots, that's really, really good, and I don't think you're going to lose many games if you are doing things like that consistently. But, you know, you kind of turn things around Tuesday. You go on the road to Jeff West. Tigers are able to get that win, 59-43. What kind of changed maybe from the Friday-Tuesday turnaround to what maybe was a big difference in Jefferson West getting the win on Tuesday?
You know, this is not taking anything. Jeff West just played really well. I mean, they shot 62% from the floor. They made 11 made threes, I think, or 10. And they almost made more shots from the three-point line than they did overall. And they just played really well. And we still had 17 assists. We had almost single-digit turnovers. We shot the ball 46%. But at the end of the day, when someone's filling up the three-point line as well as they had as well as they did last night, it's really going to be hard to beat them. So let's not take anything away from Coach Malloy. He does a great job over there, and it's a tough place to play. And they did really well.
Jeff West currently got a lot of outside shooters and can certainly fill it up. And just one of those nights, things seem to be falling their way. And, you know, it certainly happens, but now you got to put it away quickly, move on. You get Nemaha Central, does not get any easier on Friday night before we dive into midseason tournaments starting next week. A Nemaha Central team that's currently in first place, sole possession. They beat Riverside on Tuesday to get to that top spot all by themselves in the Big Seven. It was a grind for them to beat Riverside, but they were able to pull away and get it done. And, you know, you look at the Nemaha Central team this year and what they got, what really stands out to you about what they have?
They do a great job up there. It's a great community. Girls buy into it. Coach Hildren's coaching and teaching and preaching and doing their thing. And they move the ball really well. They execute their stuff really well. They can play a variety of defenses. They rebound well, they shoot well, and they must have, and they attack. Weischer for Riverside, getting her fouled out of the game and having her play with fouls the whole game really was a smart strategy, and they executed that, and so they bring a lot of experience and a lot of energy, and it's going to be a good game.
You'll have them on your home floor. What's going to be a few keys to upend the Thunder on Friday night?
You know, it's staying focused on playing the next possession, staying focused on doing and being the best you can be. You know, we want to play our game, play our brand of basketball, which is sharing the ball, attacking the rim, and moving it and shooting with confidence and making it. And then on defense, we want to contest every shot. We want to get rebounds and keep them off the boards and only give them one attempt. And no open looks. I think if we do that, good things will happen.
Good stuff. David Boucher, Royal Valley girls basketball coach, joining us here tonight's our weekly locker room chat, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Panthers back at home on Friday night as they take on the number one team in the Big Seven, that is Nemaha Central. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, thanks, sir.